This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Make sure money's not wasted like that $55 million. Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight. This is part two of the podcast you heard yesterday morning. Hope you like it.
So what I don't like is I know this person, I'm going to not use names because I don't want this person, you know, but this particular person has four children, doesn't work or works under the table to, you know, nannying and doing that kind of thing. Husband works, but husband probably doesn't make more than 35 to 37 a year with these four kids. So she would do her taxes, you know, they would do their taxes and they would end up getting like $10,000 back because all four of these kids, right, were under the age of 18. And so as soon as they would do that, they would schedule a trip to Cascada because they're going to go gamble and be out for, you know, a week or whatever without the kids. And she would always say, well, I pay my taxes. I pay my taxes. And I'm like, no, you don't. You don't. See, they collect your money. And then at the end of the year, when they realize that you're a breeder and you have all these children, they just give you back what you paid.
And then somebody else.
And then they give you all this other money that suckers like me had to pay.
Yeah.
Had to
pay. You don't pay your taxes.
And
we
so
pay your taxes.
That's what I've always tried to. And I you know, I used to be that person. Okay. Like I have four children and, you know, four not furry children. And so, you know, I didn't make for a lot of years. I didn't make over $40,000 or $50,000, and I would get money back on my taxes. You know, and they would I'd earn income credit. You take advantage of that stuff because you have kids and you have to provide for them. Okay, but I worked. Okay, I wasn't feeding off the federal government's teat. I wasn't on welfare. I didn't have, you know, food stamps. I didn't have any of that stuff. And it was a struggle. It was a real struggle. And then I had, you know, an ex that didn't pay child support and is still making payments. Let me tell you this. My son is 29 years old. He'll be 30. Actually pretty soon. And my daughter is 32. And my ex-husband is still paying child support for those two children, because he owed me nearly $80,000 in back child support and penalties. So I get child support every month from my 32-year-old kid, but he never helped me. I was struggling. I did everything by myself, but I still didn't qualify for, you know, the TANF, right? What is it? Aid to Needy Families or whatever, the money that they give you. I didn't qualify for food stamps. I didn't qualify for any of that stuff. So I got that money, and I feel like I was still a contributing member getting that return. The government wasn't rewarding me for being a breeder, okay? And I felt like it was a give and take. I still got to get up and go to work, and I still take care of these kids, and it all still has to come out of my pocket, but they weren't rewarding me for doing nothing.
But then again, you also work.
That's what I'm saying.
So you paid into that.
Exactly.
So you didn't get everything that you paid and then some back.
Right. And that's my point. I actually, you know, like this person that I'm talking about, she only ever worked under the table. So she was getting money that she wasn't being taxed on. And she was a nanny. So she was making, and she was a nanny for like a lawyer and for these people that had money. And so she was making really good money under the table, but she wasn't claiming it. And then she would get a $10,000 tax return.
And blow it.
Yes, and go blow it. And so.
And then brag about it.
Yes. And then, oh, I'm going to, you know. And I just thought, oh my God, you are like the whole reason that we have this issue. This is the problem. You're the problem.
You are the problem.
But then again, I seen somewhere, I think a year or two ago, where they're talking about the tax fraud, about people claiming all these children for the child tax credit, and they get back some ungodly amount of money. And they're really not supposed to, because they really don't have those children, or they're claiming those children in another country. Okay. So, yeah, they're getting all this money back, all of our money.
It's been an ongoing problem, Blue Santa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Blue Santa program? I used to be in charge of signing people up for that. And it would aggravate the crap out of me, because people would come in and they would have 13 kids that they wanted to sign up for Blue Santa. And these kids, we had to ask them for a birth certificate mm-hmm. because people were signing up other people's kids to get toy, you know, to get these toys and everything. Or I'd have a guy come in dripping in gold, mm-hmm. driving yes. a Lexus, right? And this guy was from, and I remember this one specifically, he was from Liberia. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I remember this guy was because he was dripping in gold necklaces and gold bracelets. Mm-hmm. And he looked mm-hmm. like he had a Rolex on his arm yeah. and a Lexus. And he rolls up to put his 8 kids on Blue Santa. And I'm like, and even some of the officers that were delivering these toys were like, man, you got a 70-inch TV screen. You know, they got brand new cars in the driveway and you get a 70-inch flat screen, but you sign up for Blue Santa. And because it's not an income-based program, we don't check to make sure that they qualify with their income. Mm-hmm. They just, anyone can come in and anyone can sign up. And, you know, and so it just, the level of the audacity, I guess I'm saying, the fucking audacity, how, you must have some coconut-sized Mondos, okay? Yeah. I'm just saying, because, like, you walked in here, and he was just, like, all, you know,
let's see, that's once more. That's like these entitled, yeah, where they're coming in, and they're actually stealing from the people in the community mm-hmm. that really do need this, that really do need these
exactly.
things. That really do need these services.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's a difference between people who need these services and the freaking leeches who go in, like this guy who's yeah. dripping in gold mm-hmm. that has the Lexus, that has all the 70-inch TV. And I guarantee you, they probably have plenty of beer in the fridge.
Oh, I'm sure.
And, I mean, I've seen that. I don't know how many
yeah,
times.
That's
back in the early 90s, right, I worked for Valero, right? I've worked for Stop and Go and Valero multiple times during my illustrious career, okay? So I'm working for Valero, and I'm working behind a counter. I think I worked the night shift, and it's probably about 11:30 at night. Woman comes in, and this is back when there were actual stamps. Do you remember when there were the stamps mm-hmm. were actual stamps, not on
yeah.
a damn card, whatever the Lone Star card, whatever the hell it is nowadays? Okay, so she comes in. She's got, I think, 5 or 6 kids with them, with her, and they put snacks. They put beef jerky, Slim Jims, you know, and they put, you know, pork skins, and they put all
Big
sorts
Red
of snacks.
Big Red and Coke and, yeah.
Shit that I couldn't afford. I was working. I was standing behind the counter working, breathing in cigarette smoke. I don't like cigarettes, but I had to breathe that shit in. I'm standing behind the counter, and they put so much shit there, it was falling off the counter. And the kids had to put it back on the counter. So much shit, right? And so she's going to pay me with food stamps, okay,
mm-hmm.
for all this shit. I couldn't afford it. And here, you know what I was thinking to myself? Bitch, my money is buying that shit there
mm-hmm.
for you and your kids, and we didn't even have sex. That pisses me off. No, is that wrong? That's wrong? That's wrong,
no,
right?
No, it's not wrong.
Can I
tell you my beef with with SNAP benefits now is what they're called
okay.
now, SNAP.
Okay.
It's a Lone Star card, but it's mm-hmm. SNAP. Okay, so I do remember when they were stamps mm-hmm. because when I was a child and, you know, my mother never graduated from high school mm-hmm. and she you know, she was a mess mm-hmm. and she got food stamps. So I do remember seeing, and it was never enough. I mean, I remember going to bed with a slice of bread and that was it. But, okay, but now get where we are. The problem I have with it, and this was something that I remember her saying when I was a kid, but it never clicked to me because I never had those things as an adult, right? Mm-hmm. You don't always remember what's happening when you're a kid. So I remember her saying something like, she couldn't buy the shampoo and she couldn't buy toilet paper. Mm-hmm. And so fast forward now, and I'm older, and I don't know anything about those programs because I've never used it. But so we have a developmentally disabled son, right? He is an adult. He will never live on his own. He was oxygen deprived at birth. He is has been special needs, right, his whole life, onset before 18, right? He gets services through ACOG, but he lives in a group home. But before, when he lived here, you know, at home with us, he was on Medicaid because he is too old to be on our insurance. Okay. And he, Medicaid eligibility also, you know, because he's Social Security, he qualifies for that. And because, you know, he's never going to make enough money to exist. And then he also was given a SNAP card, right? And so SNAP gives him enough groceries to buy. He has a endocrinology issue where he cannot store body fat. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he is 6 foot tall and maybe his waist is a size 25.
Yeah,
He only weighs about 125 or 30 pounds at 6 foot. So he's very, very skinny. And so Snap, you know, obviously medically he needed to have like supported, you know, food. And so they gave him that. So I had to learn the rules. And so what I learned was you can buy food, like the SNAP benefits allow you to buy any kind of food item, something that can be consumed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shampoo and toilet paper can't be consumed. Mm-hmm. So you can't get those with the SNAP card. So they actually have to come up with money to be able to buy that separately,
but
right?
Slim Jims and
but yeah. Junk like Big Reds and yeah. Slim Jims and all this candy and cookies and ice cream. That stuff, and now even they had some restrictions. I don't know if you notice when you go into HEB, it says now qualifies for SNAP, and it's on a particular product, like things that were pre-made, yeah. You could not buy. Like you couldn't buy like one of those pre-prepared meals at HEB. Mm-hmm. You can't have that
like
pre-prepared. Yeah, not that. You know, like the ones that HEB makes and you put them in the oven.
Yeah.
Like there's certain things that you could not buy that were pre-prepared. Mm-hmm. It had to be something where like you had to cook it. Like you can't buy a hot dog. Like there's some things in Valero. You couldn't buy a hot dog in Valero. It didn't qualify for SNAP, but chips did.
Okay.
Because you can't buy a prepared food. Mm-hmm. So, like, let's say even a rotisserie chicken. Mm-hmm. You couldn't buy a rotisserie chicken in HEB because that's a pre-prepared food. Mm-hmm. But you could buy a chicken. Mm-hmm. You could buy, you know, junk and candy. The rules were just really crazy.
Okay.
But basically, it's to create an ability for people to have a food source. Mm-hmm. The problem is that there's not a regulation that says we're not going to pay for unhealthy foods. We're not going to pay for sodas. We're not going to pay for candies. We're not going to pay for cookies. We're not going to pay for donuts. We're not going to pay for all these sugars and whatever. We're not going to pay for that stuff. And so you get people who go in there and get what you saw.
Mm-hmm.
And so my beef with the whole system is I get it that families need to feed their kids and food is very expensive. Mm-hmm. It's expensive nowadays. But I think that there should be restrictions on what kinds of things that they can buy. I mean, not just, you know, shampoo and toothpaste and toilet paper, because I think toilet paper is a necessity, but, you know, I mean, whatever.
Joe Biden doesn't.
But
I think shampoo is, too.
Even if you can't, if those things can't be on there, then why are we allowing, we want to raise healthy, happy, you know, with great, you know, end the food desert. Let's mm-hmm. have some, you know, some fresh vegetables and teach these kids not to eat sugar. Like San Antonio is full of diabetics. Everybody's a damn diabetic,
yeah,
right?
Diabetic.
And it's largely Hispanic and Black. So that's in our culture, right?
Yeah.
And why are we letting them instead of creating something? Now, my son, he doesn't eat that crap anyway. Like he doesn't even like ice cream. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not him. But whenever he had his SNAP card, I would go with him to the store and I would say, okay, so you like, you know, what do you want me to cook for you? You pick out what you want me to cook for you. And a lot of times he would buy like rice and, you know, because he loves Spanish rice and he likes macaroni salad, but I make it from scratch. I don't buy like prepackaged anything. And or he would say, I want you, you know, to bake some chicken in the oven for me because he eats pretty healthy. You know, even though he's a young guy, mm-hmm. he would pick things and I would try to help him understand that I didn't, you know, even though he needs to put on weight, he needs to put on healthy weight, not sugars and all this other. He already has enough. You know, he has a heart murmur and he has some other things that I don't want to make worse. And so I guess my beef with it isn't that we provide that for children and families, because I think it's necessary. And especially now that Biden's made it even worse. Thank you, Joe Biden. But my beef with it is that we don't regulate it.
Well, and see, that goes back to something that I've seen actually quite a few times is people using their SNAP cards to bargain and barter for other things.
Yeah,
shall
I've
we say.
Heard about that. Too.
Yeah, they do.
And I've seen that a fair amount, actually, where they would give their SNAP card. They would go in and allow this person to use their SNAP card to buy stuff that they wanted, stuff that they needed,
mm-hmm.
this other person,
mm-hmm.
in exchange for, you know,
yeah.
dope.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Dope.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that happens a lot.
It does.
And that's why it's a felony in Texas. If you give me your – if I'm in possession of somebody else's SNAP card, mm-hmm. it's actually a felony. and it's supposed to be reported to the Attorney General's office.
But then again, how are they going to know?
Well, they're not, but...
But because nobody asked for ID, because remember, ID's racist. But
well,
anyway.
And
yeah.
See, that's
yeah,
that's
ID's
thing.
Are racist.
ID's are racist.
They, and yeah. I can attest to that. They never mm-hmm. once asked my son for his ID mm-hmm. to make sure that that card was his. They yeah. never once asked for ID.
I just want to pause for a second here. I've noticed nobody's called in to tell us that the gun has moved. Have y'all been observant? Have
yeah.
y'all seen the gun
I,
move?
Well, I, didn't, it didn't. Not us. An inch.
Yeah.
Here's that's something legit. Else. If uh-huh. I can give a little bit of background on yeah. that real quick. Like, okay. This was kind of like my brain fart.
Okay. Right?
That's call it what it is.
Yeah.
After the subway shooting, mm-hmm. and because every time something like that happens, we hear guns kill, guns mm-hmm. kill, guns kill.
Yes.
So this is our little experiment to okay. see if this gun will kill.
Yeah, and
because
and there's a bullet in the magazine right there.
Yes,
it could load itself up anytime
everything,
it wants.
Everything's right mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. Now, what we've done is we've made the gun safe.
Mm-hmm.
We've set it on the table
mm-hmm.
in a safe condition. Okay,
yes.
It is not locked.
Mm-hmm.
There's no trigger guards. There's no nothing like that on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the gun has been made safe around yes. three consenting adults
mm-hmm.
sitting around the table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
And it hasn't twitched.
No.
No, it hasn't.
Let's see
moved.
If it stands
yeah.
up on its
I mean,
own.
It might. I mean, you know, we might be, because we're teasing it might get mad at us and kill us all.
Can
so.
I say something about that subway shooter thing?
Yeah.
And I think I said this earlier. So once we have that subway shooting, it's all guns kill. We got to get rid of all the guns. We got to get mm-hmm. rid of all the guns, right? But the shooter's black.
Mm-hmm.
So if the shooter was white, it would be these racist white people are out here killing everybody,
yeah.
and we need to take the guns.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how the media only focuses on what they want to focus on?
Have you really heard much about that shooting? Here the last
I, you know,
days?
And I haven't even
I haven't heard
much about
yeah.
him
no.
either.
Do you guys remember the father and son? And I believe the father was a Marine sniper.
Yeah,
they were in the
Malvo.
They were taking turns in the trunk.
The
yes.
DC,
from
the
trunk
DC sniper,
DC.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. the sniper. Yeah,
they were both black,
mm-hmm.
but. That went away pretty quick.
Yeah.
It went away pretty quick, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have two black guys driving around, shooting people, sniping people from the inside of their trunk. That went away pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
Now, it has nothing to do with being black doesn't make you a killer. Being
yeah.
white doesn't make you a killer. Being an asshole makes you a killer. You could either kill people with a gun or you can kill people with a coaster.
Or, like in that Christmas parade, you
yeah.
can kill people with a car.
You can kill people. Yeah, you can run them
yeah.
over. You can run over.
Oh, wait a
ladies.
Minute. The car, the SUV ran them over. It wasn't
well, no,
the driver.
No, that's right. That's right. The SUV ran them over.
Just like the gun
the,
kills.
If it wasn't for the tires, and the air in the tires, I mean, we can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the bearings, if it wasn't for the grease
yeah.
from the dead dinosaurs
yeah.
that made that grease, I mean, the people wouldn't have been killed.
Yeah, but we just wanted to give you a little bit of background on that right there. That
yeah.
way.
It's a social
people,
experiment.
Yeah,
we just want
to
see
yeah.
when
that's
the gun
the
sprouts
yeah.
legs
yeah.
and loads itself
yes.
and decides to
now,
target one
see
of
that,
us.
I did see that documentary. What was it called? It was the girl's name was Belle in that documentary mm. where the teapot came to life and the cup
oh,
came to life. And think the
Beauty
cup
and the Beast?
Chipped. Yes, I saw that documentary.
yeah.
And they did come to life. Or that other documentary with that sheriff named Woody. And
Buzz?
Yeah, if you turn your back, they come to life. So let's try that. Let's all turn our back on
hey,
it.
Hey, wait a minute. Was
okay,
it,
let's
like
turn
the
our back.
The camera's on it. So
yeah.
let's see.
Okay.
Nope, the phone didn't ring. I guess it didn't come to life.
It didn't
so.
Come to life. What can
you know?
I say? What so. Is that the Glock? Is it a Glock 27?
Yes.
Okay.
yeah. Oh, if it's a Glock, it's even more evil. It's, you
yes,
know.
Yes. Well, it's a Glock 27. It's 40 cal hollow points.
And it's a very tactical. It's a black gun. It's very tactical.
Oh, it's evil. It's
yeah.
black.
Yeah. It's like,
it's
tale
black.
Is yeah. old as time. Glock 27 come to life.
That didn't work.
I'm singing the Beauty and the Beast.
You tried. But my biggest problem is, you know, I don't know if everybody out there knows, but Biden, in his infinite wisdom, thinks that if he hands cell phones to these illegals who come over, they can keep in touch with them. Did you hear what Jen Psaki said? We're giving them cell phones so
Sorry.
We can keep in
Psaki.
Touch with these illegals.
Psaki.
Yeah, Jen Psaki.
They were already giving out cell phones before.
Yeah,
well,
because
you
just go down to the west side,
yeah.
there's
well,
like all these
well,
places.
Obama,
that, yes, they were already
Obama's
giving
days,
out cell, phone.
Cell phones.
But
yeah.
I don't understand. You think that they're going to keep in touch with you? I mean,
so you can track their whereabouts.
They don't
disappear into
the
country.
Yeah, I mean, you're letting them go wherever they want to go.
Yeah.
You don't even have, I mean, what other country does that? We are so, like, how stupid can we be?
You think if we went to China, they would, you know.
Heck no.
How many times have you heard about the hikers get lost in China and all of a sudden they're spies?
Yeah.
They're international spies, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. No other country in the world is going to allow people to come in. Our borders are not secure. Mm-hmm. They aren't secure. And you should be concerned because the resurgence of the Taliban and everything in Afghanistan where we are no longer at.
But we are.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Isn't COVID like this ultimate evil, dastardly bad thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's being forced to wear masks.
Yeah.
Have you flown lately?
I have not.
Oh, my God. I actually got on an airplane, and I wish that that thing would have come to life and shot me.
Yeah.
because I'm telling you, it was horrible. Everybody's wearing a face diaper. It's like it's going to protect us. It's going to, like, oh, my gosh. And he had
a double whammy because he was stranded for 2 days in the airport.
Yes.
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 Hundreds of passengers were stranded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was during that ice storm that they had, big ice storm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was horrible. But, I mean, it was for nothing. It was for nothing.
Did you see that guy that was on, I think it was American Airlines? Maybe it was Delta. I don't know. But I'll play the video for you right now.
You're going to have to come off the airplane. They're not going to let you travel.
What?
Non-mask compliance.
So the guy says it's not in keeping with regulations from the airline, so you're going to have to get off. Now, this is old news because we have a federal judge that says you don't have to wear them on airplanes now.
There's nothing more absurd than having to wear a mask till I get to cruising altitude so that I can order Tito's by the double and snack on pretzels, and illustrating that absurdity by wearing women's underwear on my face sounds perfect.
So other passengers question why they're kicking him off, and you know, they decided to disembark as well. I don't blame them.
Thank you to them, because they saw something, an injustice, something that didn't make sense, and they stood up.
So what do y'all think about the video? The guy was in the video, and he was sitting there with a G-string on. You guys all saw it. He's wearing a G-string over his face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
okay.
They asked him, why are you wearing a G-string? That's not... A G-string is just as thick as a mask that you buy at Walmart.
It could be.
It might be a little thicker. Because,
it could be thicker.
It stops period blood. I mean, you know.
Maybe it's his wife's.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a different type of face diver, right?
Yeah. You know, so they kicked him off. And of course, a lot of people got off with him. So they say, hey, you know, if he can't wear a G-string over his face, then we're leaving too.
Yeah.
Did you see how they now have, they're trying to manipulate that to put passengers on a no-fly for the rest of their lives?
Yes.
Oh, no, I haven't heard about
that. The airlines have created a list, and so they have a few people that have already been placed on that for refusing to wear masks and all that. You can now be put on you're banned from flying.
For life.
For life.
Wow.
From every airline.
How do they do that for every airline? I guess
the airlines get together.
It's like put you on a terrorist watch list.
It's going on a watch list.
You are a face diaper terrorist, sir.
Yes.
Oh, and you know, it's just.
But you know, if
where's
COVID
is common sense.
If
man?
COVID is that bad, if it's that bad, then why the hell are they letting all these people just come across?
Come in a country,
and then why are they giving them tickets? You know, here's the deal. We run so many of them through this airport right here in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a major hub for them. So they'll run them in here, and then they'll just disperse them throughout the country. So all these people that think, you know what, they're not in my community, you need to wake up, people, because they surely are.
Yeah, that's why Greg Abbott is trying to bust them to D.C.
Shoot, I think that's a damn good idea.
You can't bust them against their will, but if they're willing to go, ship them to D.C. You know?
By all means.
Just to let everybody know, a virus cannot be stopped by a piece of cloth.
No.
It is infinitely smaller than a piece of cloth. It can't happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, 21 years active duty,
okay?
Uh-huh. Not once did they give me a face diaper and say, congratulations, you're protected against CBW, chemical biological warfare.
It's just as good as wearing a biohazard suit with oxygen pumped in the back.
That's the only thing.
Wearing a biohazard suit with the hands taped up and the gloves and all that, that's just for show. Put the mask on. It's just as good,
right? Well, no. Well, actually, even doing that, that's not going to stop the biological. Unless you have your own air supply.
Yeah.
That's the only way to stop the biological.
Air supply.
And that's the reason you see the people in the Ebola.
Yeah.
They're in the yellow or the white
space
suits, and they look like space dudes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw a movie, Contagion, with what was that guy's name? He's a famous actor, but
Yeah.
But I mean, was it Brad Pitt? No.
It was an older guy. He was in Kramer versus Kramer.
Michael Douglas.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh yeah, that was Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, it was him.
Okay.
Him and Rene Russo.
Took me a second.
Yeah. But the thing is, that's the only way to stop the virus. Okay. That's the only way to stop a viral spread. That's the reason why they use that.
A mask isn't going
to
do it.
A mask ain't going to do squat. Only thing the mask does is it's particulates.
Okay,
it's what we call droplet precaution.
So in other words, somebody sneezes.
Yeah.
Then in other words, they're not going to spray all over you. The viruses are still super small, so they're still going to go.
Some of the bacteria, but it won't stop any of the
viruses.
Right.
Yeah. You're not going to get coated in spit.
So okay. So if we've proved that's not going to stop it, we've proven that, right? Okay, you heard
that is scientific.
But I'm going to have to tell you that if you're standing up in a restaurant, you can catch COVID. But as soon as you sit down to shovel food into your face, you can't catch it.
Yes,
you can't.
Yes,
that's a scientific fact. That's the laws of science.
If you're a politician,
and I have some oceanfront property in Arizona, I want to sell you.
But see, if you're a politician with the correct party, you can get together, you can party, you can do
and
whatever,
you can't catch it.
And
that's
you can never
rule
catch
that
it.
COVID has to obey. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on the Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.